Yes, this is the Overnight Scape Underground, day one, track 12, and it's 3:39 a.m. here on our virtual day. Look at this, it's already, you know, it's the middle of the night here on the first day of the Overnight Scape Underground, 3:39 a.m. So you just heard Video Kids 85, part one. I hope you enjoyed it. I mean, there is so much going on in that video. And towards the end there, where we're doing this, you know, that conceptual video, a light bulb to see you, sir, stuff like that, you know. Really interesting, the personalities involved. I hope you get a sense from listening to that. The people, it was me and my brother John, Jim Glynn, the producer, and Lynn Schlechter, the girl who plays Arquilla the psychic in the Doctor Who movie, and of course my friend Chris, and who else? A lot of people. The other Jim, who's from the British kid, and then there's Charles, who's sort of the goofy guy, and everyone else that's involved there. Really fond memories. If I didn't have that recording, my memories would be very fuzzy of the whole thing, you know. It's great to hear. How long ago is that now? It's like over 22 years ago that was recorded. Isn't that insane? 22 years ago. I mean, it's probably a lot of people listening to this, probably you weren't even born yet by the time, you know, at the point that was recorded. It was like before your birth. Amazing. So hope you enjoyed that. And I'm looking forward, actually, to more of this, because that first part is the part that I'm sort of the most familiar with. And I know there's a lot more filming. Like, this is one of these things where we were filming this thing, and we would do, like so many, like, 20 takes of each scene. And like I said, I think the behind the scenes and the ambient stuff that's going on there, and it all, like Jim said, you know, a lot of hormones going on too, you know, that's a lot of crazy stuff compared to whatever the final thing was, the final movie that we made. I don't know how good the final movie was. It was all right, but you know. Anyway, so that's very cool. Anyway, coming up next, I want to play another song for you. I found this online just the other day. Right now, hold on, let me have a little sip of coffee here. The Ristretto Radical. Very nice. You know, I talk a lot about the copyright issues. And, you know, most of the music out there from your major artists is copyrighted and will be, and is locked down and will be for probably over 100 years, I would imagine, at least 70 years or 100. I mean, music these days, the copyright laws are so restrictive, if the creator so wishes, they can lock down that content for, believe me, we'll all be dead by the time this stuff is in public domain. I think they're saying even some of the earliest recordings, it'll be like 2067 or something before they're in the public domain, which would be my 100th birthday, so I'm not quite sure if I'm going to make it to that point, but in any case, there are people who say, well, you know, yeah, that's true. These people are locking it down. But if you create new music, or if you create new performances of music that's already in the public domain, right, you can then say, hey, I want to make this in the public domain. So there's a couple websites with music that is public domain. One of them is called MuseOpen, M-U-S-O-P-E-N. And this is a website which is releasing all their music into the public domain. And I found a very cool piece of music. It's a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach, the very famous Bach. I've always liked the Bach music. It's kind of good stuff, right? And this is a piece that's done on guitar, and it's released on MuseOpen. It's Partita number 3 in E major, BWV1006-1 Preludio. Okay, kind of a convoluted title, but here's what it says on the page. The sonatas and partitas for solo violin, BWV 101 to 1006, is a set of six works composed by Johann Sebastian Bach. It consists of three sonatas in four movements and three partitas composed of dance-based movements. The complete set was first published in 1843 by Ferdinand David. Today, the Sei Solo, the Violino Senza Basso Accompagnato, as Bach titled it, are an integral part of the violin repertoire and is recorded and performed frequently. All right, whatever. I don't know if that made any sense, but in any case, what we have here is a song. It is this, whatever I just said. It's just Partita number 3 in E major. And performed on guitar by a guy named Gordon Roland. So this is Gordon Roland on guitar. And he and Muse Open have made this track available in the public domain. And it is 4 minutes and 23 seconds long. And I really like it. I was listening to it a couple times, and it's really good. Now, the MP3 download on their site is very hi-fi, 320 kbits per second. Now, of course, one of the decisions I made here in the over Nightscape Underground is that I'm going to unify everything to be one bit rate to make it easier to work with. So I'm going to, you know, I had to sort of downsample it to 128 from 320. You know, something in a project like this, like the over Nightscape Underground, you're always going to have some degree of compromise and stuff. So I was thinking, you know, I was thinking to myself before, should I take music files and make them available separately and do this and that? I don't know. I could always do that, but for now, we're sampling everything at the same rate, right? It's going to be the same thing. And for, in fact, there are going to be the versions of this where it's going to be one long file, so obviously having different bit rates would be impossible. So we'll see. In any case, here it is, whatever it's called. Hold on. Here it is. It's Partita. It's Partita number 3, okay? Check out a Partita number 3. All right, I don't need to, see. I've been doing the music thing, but I think I'm just gonna. I don't have any music. See, here's my music. Right, we don't need music. Whoa, some absinthe there. Maybe I should drink some absinthe on the over Nightscape Underground. I think I will at some point. Anyway, here you go. Partita number 3. Here it is.